You're listening to EPN.
This is Dr. Bill Lampton, and welcome to the Speech Coaching Radio Program, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Today, my speech coaching message is, use compelling stories in every speech. Here's one of the phrases we heard often during our childhood, once upon a time. We liked to hear the phrase because those words signaled that a story was on the way. The theme of the story didn't matter much, whether somebody was going to read to us about the Arabian Nights, Snow White, Dr. Seuss, or Winnie the Pooh. We knew we were going to be entertained. Now and then the story frightened us, but that was okay, because we were in a safe haven physically. Only our minds had wandered away, lured by heroism, mystical visions, even romance reaching far beyond our understanding. Do we ever outgrow our love of good stories? I don't think so. Novelists know we don't. Movie producers, not all, but the best ones, are aware they have to include more than action and scenery. An intriguing plot is a must for maintaining attention. So, whenever you get an opportunity to speak to an audience, keep our affection for stories in mind. It's true that audiences can endure statistics, quotations, and a litany of complicated material, but not indefinitely. Break up those arid passages with a spellbinding story. They'll stay with you, wanting to know the outcome. To illustrate the power of stories, I'll tell you about a speaker at my civic club. This speaker portrayed the military careers of five World War II fighter pilots. He recounted their missions. By offering biographical sketches, he made them sound like the men next door in our neighborhoods. He described how some of the pilots became lifelong friends and still enjoy reunions. Frankly, and I realized this even as he spoke, he got by with inadequate visual aids. They were much too small for the audience to see. He got by with that mistake because his stories were so captivating. We became absorbed in the pictures he painted verbally. You don't hear the phrase much now, but we used to refer to master storytellers as raconteurs. Though the name has faded, this skill remains prominent. Probably you're aware of some speakers who specialize in storytelling, referring to themselves as storytellers and not as speakers. One that I have in mind right now is Karen Chase from East Freetown, Massachusetts. And there are many other professional storytellers around. Really, though, I'd like to abolish the distinction between professional speakers and professional storytellers. To achieve widespread success in speaking, you'll have to include forceful stories. You can even relate stories in a stodgy business setting. Business and industry people love stories. How else could we explain the popularity of roasts when even fictional stories enliven the evening? Usually the true ones amuse us too and deepen our appreciation for the individual that we're honoring. Any professional speaker will verify these guidelines. Stories have to be credible, ethically acceptable, and fresh enough not to be trite. The best stories make a point and often underscore a moral standard. Our senses and imaginations become ultra active. A couple of quick examples. Definitely Paul Harvey remains as one of the great storytellers of all time, not only in his special broadcasts, which carried the title The Rest of the Story and had some drama building throughout and kept you guessing, but even in his regular broadcast, stories about the famous and even the unknown were what kept his listeners riveted. As a professional speaker, I like to check out public speakers at every level. And here's someone else that I discovered recently. I'm referring to Joel Osteen, who's the senior minister of Lakewood Church in Houston, Texas. When I first started watching Joel Osteen, I didn't think I was going to enjoy his speaking. But regardless of what your theology is, I recommend that you watch Joel Osteen sometime, because Joel Osteen is a masterful storyteller, and he truly grabs and maintains attention and gets his point across through wonderful, picturesque stories. Now, in your speeches, you're not likely to begin with "once upon a time." Yet, an interesting thing happened to me last week. We'll bring on the same magic with your audience that we felt as very young listeners when we heard "Once Upon a Time." Thanks for tuning in to the Speech Coaching Radio Show here on the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. I'm your host, Dr. Bill Lampton.
Wouldn't it be nice to have all the business building advice, inspiration, and information anywhere at any time? Whether you are a seasoned business professional or new to entrepreneurship, you will find the Entrepreneur Podcast Network and our EPN iPhone application taking it a step further for your convenience. Get your EPN iPhone application at the iTunes Store today and never miss another show on the go on EPN.
This is Todd Falcone, and you're listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
When you're out there networking for new opportunities for your business, what are you saying to the people you meet? Are you clear? Are you concise? Are you compelling? You're not trying to make a sale with your pitch, going from cold to sold in one conversation. The purpose of your pitch is to generate interest, to get the person to say, that's interesting, tell me more, or what's that all about? You don't need to be cute with your pitch either. It doesn't have to rhyme. It doesn't have to be in the form of a haiku in 17 syllables and appealing to the five senses. Don't put that pressure on yourself. Simple language, simple concepts are best. The key is the person you're talking to has to understand what you do, because if not, they're not going to be able to explain it to anyone else. And in effect, their networks will be closed off to you, not because they don't want to help you, but because they're not sure how to help you.
The ePodcast Network, supported by the most renowned success stories in business today. Subscribe today and never miss another show on EPN.